Գումթրեք SBS հայերենը.
Our next guest is Ani Kurumlyan, a member of Sydney's Austral-Armenian community. Ani, welcome to SBS Armenian.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Can you start by telling us when and why you migrated to Australia?
I came to Australia in 2014 and I migrated from Syria. I left Syria in 2012 because of the war there. And during that time, a couple of things happened. There were a lot of explosions in Aleppo, where I was living. And for example, we had to evacuate school on certain days because there were explosions maybe two blocks away. Certain things happened, like we would hear gunfire at night and we would try to make sure everyone's safe, etc. Like there are a couple of holes in my even balcony doors that, you know, kind of started scaring people a lot. And then we moved to Lebanon because of different reasons, like jobs for my family, etc. And then in Lebanon as well, I did my year 12 Lebanese baccalaureate, which would be the equivalent of the HSC here. And even though, you know, I made friends there and we were having a good time, but Lebanon wasn't really safe or stable for us either. And in the end, Australia it opened doors for Syrian refugees, and my family decided that it was a good place to move into because my dad has cousins here. So we saw it as a really good opportunity to find a place that was stable and safe for us.
And when did you receive your citizenship?
I received my citizenship last year, so May of 2020. And now I've been a citizen for almost a year, not yet.
And what was that process like, moving from place to place and finally ending up in Australia?
Getting to Australia was kind of mixed feelings, I would say, just because, you know, you're moving to a new place, you're meeting new people, you're seeing your cousins that you haven't seen for a while. My best friend was here. So all of this, you know, kind of the happy side where you're a bit excited, but also there was a sad part to it as well, because I left my friends in Lebanon and we didn't have that much of a choice because you're not moving for fun. There's kind of you're looking for a new place, safe place, stable place to start. So you kind of, you start thinking of that as your goal. So it's, I have to do this. It's the best for my family, for myself, for my future. So yeah, mixed feelings.
And what was your first impression of Australia?
My first impression, I guess the same thing. I was really excited to see everyone. I wasn't really sure how different or similar it was going to be to the places that I'd seen. And, you know, both the similarities and the differences were interesting for me. For example, the distances was very, like how big Sydney is as one city that you live in was very surprising for me, I think. But other than that, I thought it was, for me, I hadn't lived in a place that was so multicultural before. You know, in Syria, we have Armenians, Kurdish people, Arabs, but it's not, you know, it's not a lot of, you know, you don't have 50 different communities living in one place. So for me, that was really exciting. You get to meet so many different people from different backgrounds. You get to talk to them. You just learn things that you hadn't even heard of, not even just adding to your knowledge. You just start, you're exposed to things that you never thought existed or were possible. So I think that's the most fun part.
And when you initially came to Australia, did you get involved with any Armenian cultural groups?
Yeah, when I first came, even though, you know, we speak English and it's fine and conversational, but you feel a bit intimidated and kind of scared. So we thought that getting into the Armenian community would be a good way to start. I was actually, the first thing I did was join a dance group called Nari Barakhum. So Nari dance group was one of the first ones I joined. I really had fun there, met a lot of my close friends there. And I also joined AGBU Youth. So it's a committee where we organize different programs for the youth, for kids, like kids camps, trivia nights, etc. So those kind of things I started to join and trying to blend into or get introduced to the Armenian community here.
And can you take us through what studies you've completed while in Australia?
Oh, so when I first came, I had to apply to university through UAC. So I got into university to do medical science at UNSW. I did that for 3 years, and then I did a year of research. So I did honors at the same university in the physiology department. And that kind of allowed me to have more opportunities to apply for different types of jobs. And after I finished honors, I started working as a research assistant. I did a year at the Garvan Institute in breast cancer. So at the Kinghorn Medical Center, Cancer Center. And then I came back in 2020 to UNSW, and I'm still working there as a research assistant.
And finally, what does Australia mean to you?
For me, Australia, it means a lot of things. The first thing that for me is its stability. It's kind of this amazing country that has embraced me. I haven't had negative experiences here. I think Australia represents, is starting to represent home. I have been here for more than 6 years now. And in the beginning, I thought, you know, it wasn't possible for me to move to so many places and find a home for me, because I thought, you know, Syria was it and I lost it. But slowly, I think Australia is becoming home.
Ani, thank you so much for your time in the interview.
Thanks for having me.
Our guest was Ani Kurumlian, a member of Sydney's Austral-Armenian community. Հավնե, լայք, բաժանեք, կարծիքդ հայտնել, հետևե SPS հայրենին թիմադեդրի վրա։